Welcome to Evolve to Be Radio, and I am Audrey Tara Weitzman, your host. And this radio show is about grounding meditations for your shift in consciousness. And how that came about was I've really been reading a lot about the shifting of consciousness that's going on the planet. We just had the whole 2012 experience that a lot of people were saying nothing really happened or things did happen, and they're noticing a shifting going on in their lives. And I really was questioning all this for the past 10 years. And I decided to, from going through reading all the books that were talking about different shifting of energies on the planet and the evolving consciousness of the human mind and the human race, I really started questioning, well, what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to move through this transition? How are we supposed to move through the shift in consciousness? And we'll go back to who I am. I'm a healer. I studied at the Barbara Brennan College of Healing. I graduated in 2001. And her foundation for her work and for all spiritual work, her theory was grounding your energy. Grounding your energy into your body, grounding your energy firmly into the earth, so you're not floating around, going through your transitions, going through your personal process, kind of willy-nilly. I had another teacher of mine describe it as being a balloon. The balloon would have a string on it, and the string would just be waving around in the air unless it wasn't firmly hooked on to something. And about 7 years ago, I do most of my meditation while I'm running because I live in the United States, and sitting down to meditate wasn't always the most appropriate way for me to meditate. It was very hard for me to clear my mind. So while I was running on the treadmill or I was running outside, it seemed like an easier way for me to connect into whatever universal source there is. And I started being guided to do grounding meditations while I was running. I was also trained as a healer to do meditation while I stood. So it was an easy process for me. And as I started to run, I started to move my energy down into my body. And I had more awareness in my body. And then bring my awareness down into the earth. And most meditation or grounding meditation teachings, you ground into the earth maybe about 1 or 2 feet into the earth. Barbara Brennan had us grounding into the molten lava core of the earth, so we were about 4,000 feet down, deeper down into the earth, and that was a really great beginning process of me to learn what did it feel like to ground. I'll tell you, the first time that I grounded my energy into the earth was one of the first days I was at school, and this was in 1997. And my roommate was interested in Qigong. She did a lot of Qigong work. And she said, I have this great grounding meditation process that we do through Qigong. And she had me standing up with my feet shoulder width apart and my knees bent. And she said, just drop all of your awareness to feel your feet on the floor. And so as I did this technique, I really felt my feet on the floor. And then she said, okay, now drop your awareness down into the floor. So it's almost like you're floating in the concrete floor. And I did this. And then she said, now drop your awareness. So you're actually visualizing yourself floating around in the earth underneath you. And I just kept doing this. It was just a really slow process. And first it started with dropping my awareness where my ankles were in the earth, and then my knees were in the earth, and then my hips were in the earth, and then I was in the earth up to my chest. And then it got to the point where I just wanted to drop my whole entire being down into the earth, and I was kind of floating around. It was almost like I was swimming in the ground itself, and I was having a lot of fun. And then I noticed, oh, wait a minute, how do I get back into my body? And I got really frightened. And it was just a very odd sensation. And of course, she gently pulled me back through visualization to bring me back into my body. And what she did was she left my feet up to my ankles planted into the earth. So it was almost as if I kind of lost a few inches in height. But what I was doing was that my feet and my energy, my awareness were firmly planted in the ground. And I'll never forget that feeling. It felt solid. I felt held in a really solid way for the very first time walking on this planet, as far as I could remember. So that was one of the most powerful experiences that I've had with grounding. But really what I want to convey with this radio show is the importance of grounding your energy. We are moving through a time on this planet where the transitions are fast. The energy has sped up on the planet where we are able to manifest almost instantaneously. And I'm sure that as you move through your life, there's an awareness of things are happening more quickly. Your life is transitioning much, much faster. Wherever you're moving towards in your life, it's probably amped up in the speed. And how do you move through those transitions? How do you move through the whirling chaos of your life in a calm, not even organized, but just in a calm, balanced manner? And we can never stop the chaos of life. If the universe is energy and the universe is chaos, there's really nothing that we can do other than really be able to be calm and centered and focused in a way that would be the most productive for our being. And grounding meditations do that. And there's a million grounding meditations out there. I'm not saying that mine is the end all be all. But the grounding meditation that I was given, I was downloaded the information by my guides, works for me. And I'm very passionate. I'm very, very passionate about, if it doesn't work for me, then I'll find something else. And so what I ask you to do during this time is take in the information and utilize what you need, what resonates with you, what is your truth. And if it works for you, that's great. And if it doesn't work for you, keep trying other meditations. In this radio show, I'm going to consistently do the same meditation every single week. And the reason being is that once you practice a certain technique, it becomes habit. And what I want here is that you take this meditation and it becomes habitual for your being, that all you need to do is instantaneously check your grounding, meaning that you can visualize your consciousness deeply rooted into the earth and grounded. You have an instantaneous feeling of safety, of calm, of centeredness. And you can use this throughout your daily life. Life does not, start and stop on Sunday mornings. And you're going to go off into your work week, you're going to go off into your school life, you're going to go off into your family life, and you're going to come into situations and experiences where you will want to be grounded, you'll need to be grounded. And so practicing the same meditation every single day will help you to hone in that ability to instantaneously be grounded at any moment that's needed. So I'm going to go into, I had a friend of mine, we were talking about this radio show, and she says, well, you're going to have to validate who you are. Why can you teach this, this, you know, who's going to want to listen to you? And we go to speaking classes, we go to classes on being an entrepreneur, or we go to classes on setting up our websites, and, there's some great information out there. And when I told her about this website, she said, well, you know, start off by telling everybody who you are and why you're qualified to teach this meditation. And last night I was going through, I don't remember if I saw it on Facebook I received an email from ABC Carpet, and they had a webinar with Donovan and Deepak Chopra. And so I was watching them, and what I was doing was I was actually studying to see how they presented the information out into the world. And the first thing they started, Donovan started speaking, and they're on the stage and they're with microphones and they're sitting down, and Donovan goes into how he had this incredible awakening experience, and he was initiated by the Maharishi, and this is how he started his spiritual path. And then, of course, everybody knows Deepak Chopra's story. Unfortunately, I don't. I don't remember his story. I know I read his books about 15 years ago, but I don't really remember his story of his spiritual awakening. And what struck me while watching this was that if I tell you my spiritual journey on this earth, and if I tell you who I am and why I could validate why I'm qualified to teach this grounding meditation, where does that leave you? So there's an immediate separation between I have had these experiences, and then you automatically start to go through your mind going, wait a minute, did I have an experience like that? Am I, you know, for me, I feel like it would create a separation. So what I will do is throughout the radio show and throughout the weeks ahead, I will tell you experiences that I've had that have led up to maybe getting some information or something really cool that happened to me. And we could relate in that way. But I'm more curious about who you are. So my question would be, well, who are you? What's your story? How did you get to today? That to me is a much more, I think, a valid question, because it's not about me and my qualifications. It's really about you and your journey and your path. And like I said before, if this information resonates with you, then use it. If it doesn't resonate with you, don't use it, and find something else that does resonate with you. And that's the simplicity of what we're doing here. In actuality, we're all exactly the same. We're all, you know, these big balls of light bouncing around on this planet, having experiences with each other, whether they're positive or negative. But that's how I see it. So we're all equal in this. Some of us have had this experience. Some of us have had another experience, and none of it really matters. The qualification of who I am comes from whether or not the information is useful to you, and that's all that's really important. That's where my heart is at. I have done this work for myself, and it has created a happier life for me. It is much easier for me to go through my daily process with the ability to feel supported by the earth. I could connect in more easily to earth wisdom. I've been connected to the earth as far as I could remember. And every time I do this meditation, there's such a deepening and awakening that happens within me that's what I want to share. That's really the main purpose of me coming out into the world and teaching this meditation. This meditation is also the foundation of my spiritual work that I do out in the world. I have found that I've had access to information of the new chakra system and the new energy anatomy that we are evolving into as beings on this planet. And I will be also sharing that information too on this radio show. So why don't we get started? Because now I know everybody's really, really excited about this grounding meditation. So the first thing that we're going to do is, some of you have meditated before, some of you haven't meditated before, and it doesn't really matter. Anybody can do this meditation. Some of you might have already experienced similar meditations to this work. And what I'm going to tell you that is different about this meditation itself is that the energy on the planet is shifting and changing, and we're evolving our species. The planet is evolving herself. And we have been going through a 26,000-year cycle that has just ended. That was the whole December 2012 Mayan calendar thing that kind of happened. And really what that was that it was a shift in the ages. It was a shift in our consciousness. So we had this 20,000-year cycle where we dropped our energy consciousness down, meaning that we went into a lower vibrational form of consciousness to experience separation from each other and separation from source. And we've had one wicked time doing that. And now we're back to evolving our consciousness and experiencing higher forms of vibration. And what our planet does and what we do is that we're not taught that any of this stuff is going on, and we're not taught the cycles of our planetary existence. We're not taught the cycles of our conscious existence. So it's kind of been, what I say, we've been floating around without a manual. And so I am here to just give you the information that I've gotten through the years, and that is that everything is on schedule and everything is on track. And the sun plays a part in our planetary shifting of consciousness. So what our sun has been doing is, they're talking about the solar flares, that we've been in a high activity of solar flares in the past few years. And what the solar flares have been doing is that this high intensity of photon energy has been hitting our planet and messing with the electromagnetic grids of our planet. And everybody is saying, ooh, bad sun. The sun is going to be very detrimental for our Earth, and we're going to lose our power and our electricity. And yes, that might be true. And it has happened on occasion. And we are so technologically advanced and so amazing as a human race that we've gotten our electricity back. But what is happening energetically is that the sun, in its brilliance, has also been dissolving the electromagnetic grids of the Earth. So we have these energetic grids that exist within, in layers, within the Earth. And we kind of lock into those energy grids. We do that automatically. Just as we breathe involuntarily, our energy also locks into these grids. So these grids have been existing 2 to 3 feet below the Earth's surface. And as we walk around in our lives, we just naturally lock into these grid formations. Our energy system locks into these energetic grid formations. They look like lines of light. Well, the sun, the solar flares have been dissolving these electromagnetic grids on the planet. So there are no longer existing in our Earth and below the Earth's surface these energy grids that we would involuntarily lock into. So what is a necessity for us now is to consciously bring our energy further down into the Earth to lock into what I have been shown is these permanent electromagnetic grids that are in the Earth. So that is a long explanation of why my grounding meditation for your shift in consciousness is different. And so I'm going to have you practice locking your energy into the permanent electromagnetic grids of the Earth. And this will support you while anything is going on this planet. And I can't say that anything is. I don't have that kind of information. The only information that I have is what to do about the shifts and the changes that are happening on this planet and the shifts and changes that are happening within your consciousness. So there is I started reading about this I was getting this information and I went onto the internet to see who else is talking about this. And I forgot where I found it, but I did find a resource that talked about when there is a polar shift on the planet, an actual physical shifting of the tectonic plates of the planet, and that a polar shift has occurred before, and they have actual physical evidence of that now, where the North Pole was the South Pole, and the South Pole was the North Pole. Plato writes about Atlantean times where the sun rose in the west and set in the east. And there's some other evidence that I found while I was in Peru, where the northern hemisphere actually looks like it should be on the other side of the planet, and we're kind of all topsy-turvy and upside down. And I will have my friend Joe on this radio show explaining more about the energy ley lines of the Earth and sacred sites. So that'll be fun and interesting to learn about more about the energy grids of the planet. But so when a polar shift occurs on the planet, what happens is that the electromagnetic grids of the Earth completely dissolve. The planet itself stops its rotation and then rotates the opposite way. And there's a lot of shuffling that goes on the planetary surface. But what happens for human beings and any being of consciousness, your consciousness is no longer locked into any planetary grid system. There are no electromagnetic grids on the planet that you are locked into. And when you're not locked into an electromagnetic grid, your consciousness not locked into an electromagnetic grid, you lose your consciousness, meaning all of your memory is wiped clean. Now, when this happened 26,000 years ago, and we went from a society of people of consciousness, and there was a planetary shift, and I do not have evidence of that other than my own personal knowledge. You will have to, if that information resonates with you, there's tons on the internet about it. But when that polar shift happens and you don't have the knowledge of locking into the permanent electromagnetic grid of the Earth, your consciousness will erase. And that is kind of what's happening now on the planet. If you look at the level of psychosis on this planet, it's mind-boggling. And what does that mean? I studied Kundalini yoga with Yogi Bhajan, and he talked about these times moving into the age of Aquarius. And he said that any kind of distortion that is happening within your psyche will increase tenfold, 100-fold. It will, any kind of psychosis that you are, or I like to say any kind of distortions within your consciousness will increase. And this is going on partially because the electromagnetic grids of the earth are dissolving and we do not have anything to lock into. We do not have anything holding us stable in place. We are becoming those balloons. I love that story of the red balloon. That the balloon is floating off into space and there's this little string where it's not attached to anything and we're just floating around. And when we're floating around, we can't focus. We don't feel safe. We don't feel grounded. We don't feel centered. We can't focus on being in our bodies. We can't focus on being in our lives. We lose our sense of self. And so this creates anxiety. If there's any kind of distortions going on in your psyche, they increase. And it's actually a good thing. So, my theory is the more something's in your face, it's there for you to look at, and then you could decide whether or not you want to shift and change. And so that's what's happening on the planet now. And that's why the grounding meditation for the shift in consciousness that I do has really helped me to stay focused and to stay centered and to stay calm in the midst of any storm that's going on in my life and in the world. So with this meditation, there's one piece of information that I need to talk about that's a little bit different than other meditations. And some of you have heard of something called a pranic tube. And the yogis have been talking about this for thousands of years, and it's a tube of light that moves down the center of your body. And if you can imagine where your mother said, sit tall, and imagine a string on the top of your head pulling, that could be your pranic tube. And the pranic tube is about 1 to 3 inches in thickness, depending on where you're at consciously. If you're more consciously evolved, it was always a little bit thicker. If you were less consciously evolved or less spiritually evolved, it was a little bit thinner. But we always had this pranic tube, a tube of light, a tube of energy that went from the top of our head down into the earth. And so if you want to, just for a minute, imagine that there's a tube of light that is sitting right in front of your spinal column. And just allow yourself to visualize this tube of light. You could even, if you could see a color, that's always fun. But you don't even have to feel it. The thing about doing a guided visualized meditation is there's nothing to do. That's the great thing. All you have to do is imagine. Your imagination moves your energy. Thoughts move energy. So there's really nothing to do. So just think about your pranic tube sitting in front of your spinal column. Check out what size it is. I'm sure if you're listening to this right now, it's probably 3 inches because you probably have some sort of spiritual evolution going on. And now what I want you to do is tell your pranic tube in your mind or out loud, get bigger. And what I want you to do is I want you to imagine or feel or sense that your pranic tube is actually bigger than your body and it's coming out about 1 foot outside of your body. So your whole entire physical form is sitting in your pranic tube. And breathe. And just notice what that feels like. But your pranic tube, using your thought, your pranic tube is bigger than your body. Moving out 1 foot beyond your physical form. That is your pranic tube. Okay. And so now we're in this place of being inside of our pranic tube. Our pranic tube is no longer in our body, but we are in it. So we are really able to, you are really able to harness the energy of the universe in a really powerful way. And this energy, the tube goes up into the infinite, and it goes down into the center of the earth. And I want you to realize that your pranic tube is already sunken into the earth and all the layers of the earth, and it's bang dab right in the center of the earth's essence, which is this giant ball of light that sits in the middle of the earth. It's already connected. There is nothing else to do here. There is no, we'll be moving down through the tube, but the tube itself is already connected into the earth. This is our birthright. We are human beings. We are born on this planet. We belong connected into the earth. And there is no issues here of whether or not we are worthy. There are no issues of whether or not we can do this or not do this. It's already done. So if you're having those thoughts in your head right now, just say, cancel, cancel, cancel. Or just tell those thoughts to go sit on a couch and watch TV for a little bit, because you're going to be busy doing this grounding meditation. So that's the first piece, is that your pranic tube is already automatically deeply connected into the earth, and we are just going to be moving our consciousness up and down. I'm going to teach you to move your consciousness up and down through this pranic tube so you are deeply connected into the earth. The other thing is that as I teach this meditation, there'll be places where you could stop in the earth and connect and get messages. I invite you to come back to this meditation as many times as you want. And I know it's going to be archived through BBS Radio, but come back to these meditations and then pause the meditation so you can spend more time connecting into the different parts of the earth. And you will notice while we go through the different layers of the earth that you'll want to do that, because each layer is a little bit different. It has a different energy. Sometimes there's earthly, Devic energies that are attached to the different layers of the earth where you could connect into and get messages from. And I do that a lot. So I invite you also to play with this meditation on your own time and in your own way, and really make this meditation yours, because it is yours. I'm giving you the foundation, and then you could play with it how you need to or how you would like to experience this meditation. So there are different ways that everybody meditates, and there is no right way and there is no wrong way. Some days I do this meditation standing. So if you choose to do this meditation standing, you'll be standing with your feet shoulder width apart, a slight bend in your knee, because if there's no bend in your knee, the possibility of you passing out is very great, and we don't want that. So standing, feet shoulder width apart, slight bend in the knee, eyes are open. If you are meditating standing, your eyes are open. and find a spot on the floor or a spot on the wall in front of you that you could focus your all of your concentration in one spot. If you are sitting, it's most beneficial to sit at the edge of a chair, and you could prop pillows in your back, but sitting at the edge of the chair, feet flat on the ground, hands on your lap. I like to place my hands right by my knees. You may have your eyes closed if you're sitting. I also invite you to try the meditation with your eyes open. If you choose to lay down doing this meditation, eyes are closed. Hands could be on your pelvis or on your sides. If you're doing the meditations, if you're doing the meditation sleeping, that's what I was going to say. If you're doing the meditation laying down, chances are that you will fall asleep. And I want you to know that even if you're sleeping, you still get the meditation. Your consciousness, your awareness is not sleeping. Your body is. And you will still get the information that you need. So I invite you to also try this laying down. I do this meditation when I don't feel well, when I'm sick. Sometimes I do the meditation when I want to fall asleep. So there's no right way and there's no wrong way. Doing is better than not doing. That's the only key. So find your chosen form of doing the getting ready for the meditation, your most comfortable position. And receive a deep breath in. Just focusing and centering and quieting your mind. Receive another deep breath in and out. And if you have your eyes closed, you want to bring your focus to the center of your forehead between your eyebrows. And if your eyes are open, you want to just find one spot in front of you that you can focus all of your attention on. And presence yourself in this moment. You're going to request or require that all of your energy that you have scattered throughout the day, throughout the past days, throughout the months, throughout the years, you're requesting that all of your scattered energy come back into your body right here and right now. All the energy from the past, coming back into your body right here and right now. And all the energy of the future, thoughts, memories, emotions, bringing all of that energy, all of your conscious awareness back into your body right here and right now. And just notice the difference in your presence. Just notice if you could feel more aware of your surroundings, or if there was a shift in your energy. Place your hands on your pelvis, 3 inches below your belly button, and breathe all of your awareness into your pelvic area. You're connecting your consciousness into your energy field. And you're just aware of your hands on your pelvis. You're aware of the breath going in and out. You might start to feel sensations in your pelvic area. Those are all signs that your consciousness is very aware of your pelvic area. That means that you're in your pelvic area. Now imagine a ball of light that sits right in front of your spinal column. And imagine this ball of light is like a golf ball. It's a big, brilliant ball of light. That is your essence. It's who you are. It's all of your wonderful, beautiful, divine energy. And just imagine that ball of light growing to the size of a baseball. And then imagine that ball of light growing to the size of a grapefruit. It's growing 360 degrees around you. And now it's growing as large as your pelvic area, sitting in between your hip bones. And now it's growing as large as your pranic tube. It's touching the sides of your pranic tube. And just using your imagination, that's all you need to do. There's nothing to think about. There's not, am I doing this right or wrong? There is no right or wrong. Your thoughts move your energy so quickly. It's quantum physics. Just allow. I like to bring my hands out past my pelvic area. I like to bring them outside of my hips, about a foot and a half away, and see if I could feel any pulsing sensation. That's how I know that my energy, my essence, my ball of light is hitting my pranic tube. I just feel kind of like a pulsing sensation in between my hands and my hips. And you might not sense energy that way. You might see it. You might feel it. You might smell it. You might not feel any sensation. You might just have a knowing. You might not have a knowing. And just use your imagination. Just pretend that it's happening, because it is. And now what I want you to imagine and bring your awareness into is that ball of light sliding down past your knees. That ball of light is sliding down past your feet and down into the earth. It's just following that pranic tube that's already anchored into the earth. And your essence, your ball of light, you're just going to follow that all the way down, however you follow it. Sometimes I'm in the ball of light. Sometimes I'm watching it. But that ball of light is sliding down through the layers of the earth. Sometimes I'm in great awareness of all the gratitude that I have for this planet while I'm sliding down through those layers of earth and rock and water and minerals. But you're sliding down pretty quickly. The energy on the planet's pretty fast right now. So just, you're gently sliding down. You might even having a feeling of that deepening sensation of going down. And we're going about 4,000 feet down into the earth. So it's like an elevator. And as we go down into the earth, we're going to start hitting this crusty core of the molten lava layer of the earth. And this is where all the magma sits, all the stuff that comes out of a volcano. And we're just going to gently slide right into that layer of the earth. And just sense that you are sliding right into a giant layer, a giant pool of hot magma rock. You might feel that your body temperature even changes. No, just notice what happens. I'm not going to tell you what happens. I just want you to notice, what does this feel like for you? But I want you to realize that you're completely being swimming in this pool of lava, this hot lava rock. In this lava layer of the earth, this hot magma, what I like to say when my energy is here is burn off all that no longer serves me. And I almost see like this black stuff charring and then turning into ash. Just burning off all the energy that no longer serves me. And you might have slowed down, but you're still moving down through this layer. So moving down through this layer of magma, fouling the pranic tube. We're moving out of this lava core. And now we're moving into the permanent electromagnetic grids of the Earth. These are lines of light. They are in geometric patterns, but it might be difficult to see because the layering is so huge. This is a layering of permanent electromagnetic grids. It's for the whole entire Earth. I like to say here, we connect, clear, and charge our field. So as you're moving down through this layer of lines of light, your energy is connecting into these grid patterns, and these grid patterns are clearing your energy, cleaning it up, and charging your energy. Really powerful electromagnetic energy from the Earth. And you're sliding down through these energy grids, connecting, clearing, and charging. And you'll start to see, if you look down with your spiritual eyes, you'll look down, you'll see a giant ball of light that you're heading towards. And you're just sliding down your pranic tube, heading towards that ball of light. That is the Earth's essence. That is her center. It's who she is. And just gently slide into that ball of energy and follow your pranic tube down till it stops, and you'll almost feel like a clicking in. And you're clicking into the Earth's energy. So your essence, your ball of light, and the energy's ball of light are clicked in together, solid. And just feel, what does that feel like to be deeply, deeply connected into Mother Earth? You might even receive a message here. This is an area that I do a lot of healing work on myself. It's like talking to your amazing mother who has such divine wisdom and knowledge. She's quite amazing. And we've all have felt her wrath at some time or another. So just notice, how do you feel about being here in Mother Earth? What does that feel like to you? Is it a positive experience? Is it negative? There's no judgment. It just is. And she will accept you and welcome you into her arms any way that you came. Because you are a child of the Earth just as much as you are a child of God or the divine source or universe. Whatever you want to call your perception of being connected into the all, it's the same here on this planet. And we work together as a team. And just take a deep breath in and out, knowing that your consciousness, your essence, who you are, is deeply grounded and connected into Mother Earth. And you can come back here anytime you want or you need to. You just follow your pranic tube all the way down. And now we're going to start the journey back up. Going back up through your pranic tube, through that beautiful ball of light that is the essence of Mother Earth. And we're going back up through the electromagnetic field of the Earth, her permanent electromagnetic field. This field never shifts and it never changes. These are lines of light that are actually shifting your consciousness as you move through them, because you've just experienced a deepening, a grounding into the essence of Mother Earth. And as your consciousness shifted with that experience, the permanent electromagnetic grids of the Earth are now going to hold you in that new experience and shift your energy to vibrate at that vibration. So as you're moving through these layers of the permanent electromagnetic grid of the Earth, those layers are connecting, clearing, and charging you to hold this new energetic vibration of your oneness with Earth, with the Mother. And that feeling of centeredness and all the wisdom and the knowledge and that connection that just got a little bit deeper. Permanent electromagnetic grids are shifting your grids, your energy grids, to vibrate at this new frequency of consciousness. And you're moving up through these lines of light, and you're coming back into the molten lava core of the Earth. And what this layer is doing, this heat is kind of taking those energy lines and melting into your being, this new consciousness. It's just another step in the process. And you're moving up through that molten lava core. Deepening this feeling of connection. And now you're moving up through the layers of the Earth. You can express your feelings of gratitude, of wonder, of appreciation for being here on this planet. And as you move up towards the surface of the Earth, you will start to feel almost like a pulsation feeling in the bottom of your feet. Your awareness is quickly back into your body. And that ball of light is moving up through your feet and your legs, up through your hips, and up through your torso, and into your heart. And just feeling the connection of your essence and Mother Earth's essence, expanding your heart 360 degrees in all directions. Feeling deeply grounded and connected into the Earth, and feeling safe and ready to move on to your day. And just remember to keep doing this exercise as much as possible. And I'm going to leave you with this saying: we are gifted with this connection as we lift our essence to new heights. May we all be bathed in the beauty of love that emanates from our hearts and embraces us with the warmth and radiance of the unity consciousness, guiding and protecting us as we move into deeper states of the divine connection. I am light. I am love. I am the way. Thank you.